keeping it all in. Fourth lap. So far, so good.
That's the sound of running and panting. I'm attempting to run only a mile in a contest of fitness and guts, beer guts. But before I finish, let's go to where it all started. This week, Austin hosted the FloTrack Beer Mile World Championships. The greatest beer milers from across the land, more or less, came to our little hamlet to decide who has it within themselves, or more accurately, who can keep it within themselves, to win. What is a beer mile, you ask? Four beers, four laps, no throwing up.
The format is drink a beer. You have a 9-meter transition zone that you can walk through while you're chugging the beer. Once you finish the beer, you take off running. You come back to the transition zone. There's a second beer set up for you. Finish it, run a lap, do that two more times, and you're done.
That's Max Crutchfield, director of owned events for Austin-based Flow Sports. Think of Flow Sports as a stream-only ESPN for sports that perhaps aren't as popular or as TV-friendly. The company has staged and streamed the last two Beer Mile World Championships in Austin. The Beer Mile is just one of an ever-expanding number of recreational races that seem to be less and less about just running. The popularity of obstacle courses, color runs, and even zombie races and urban athlons has grown in the last decade. So have some of the companies that promote those events. Tough Mudder designs and stages obstacle course races around the country. It takes in roughly $100 million in revenue a year and just signed a deal with Shoemaker Merrill. The similarly themed Spartan Race has a title sponsor in Reebok and has a deal with NBC Sports for TV rights. Both companies will be staging events near Austin next spring. Color Run puts on untimed races around the world in which runners are showered with colored powder. There are also Color Fun, Color Vibe, Blacklight Runs, and the list goes on. Seeing the popularity of informal beer miles grow, Flow Sports saw an opportunity.
So we were like, we need professional meet standards, you know? We need timing. We need witnesses other than the person holding the videotape to make sure this is legitimate.
And now Flow Sports has a competitor trying to capitalize on the beer mile. Next year, an outfit called the Brew Mile is staging a race in Austin as well as other locations around the country. Crutchfield says he's not worried. He says the more the merrier. His company is focused on the big picture, driving people to its on-demand sports video websites.
Just to get more people interested in the sport of track and field. So if we got to do that by doing something kind of wacky and out there, then that's what we're doing. And it's a blast doing it along the way.
It may be fun to some, but for many, this is a competition. And for that, you can blame Canada. John Markle is an investment banker in San Francisco. A few decades ago, he was a member of the Queen's University track team in Kingston, Ontario. There, he co-authored the Kingston Rules, what have become the standard for beer miles.
Unbeknownst to us at the time, those rules kind of stuck as the de facto standard. So from that point forward, I think there was a little bit of national pride.
I was kind of just it's a fun, goofy thing. And we always had like our provincial championships or titles and records we always wanted to go for.
That's Corey Gallagher, last year's world championship winner. When not racing, he's a mailman in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
At the time, like running like 6:30 was like, you're like God mode then. It was like, that's so crazy fast. Looking back at this like 3-4 years ago, I never would have thought that 5 minutes was even a thing. I would have told you they're cheating. There's no physical way possible. But now that I'm here, I'm like, it's not that impressive, I guess. I don't know.
That's right. 5 minutes. The best of the best in the men's race right now finish a mile and four beers in 5 minutes. 8 of the 10 fastest times have been by Canadians. But if the men's power base is north of the border, many of the elite women live in the good old USA. And a couple have ties here in Austin. Last year, Chris Kimbrough crushed the women's world record beer mile time by 13 seconds. It was broken a month later at the 2014 championships, but her mark still stands as the 5th fastest all time. By the way, she was 44 at the time. She's a mother of 6 and won the Cap 10K earlier in the year. Until just a few months ago, she lived in Austin. Andrea Fisher finished 2nd at last year's event. She was a national champion swimmer at the University of Texas and a longtime triathlete. Fisher was looking forward to renewing an old rivalry with Kimbrough this week.
I've known her a long time, and it's, you know, when she lived here in Austin, it would show up at the same running events, and I'd always get my butt kicked by her. So this is the only thing that's leveling the playing field against Chris right now.
Fisher came into this year's competition hoping to improve on last year's second place finish, but it was not to be.
Aaron O'Mara, your champion! Wow!
Aaron O'Mara of Michigan won with a record time. Fisher still beat her own personal best and owns two of the top four times ever. Kimbrough took fifth. The men's champion, another Canadian. 21-year-old Lewis Kent of Mississauga beat the mailman Corey Gallagher by 1.5 seconds to set yet a new world record of 4 minutes, 47 seconds. Oh, yes, and that other race we were following, how did I do? With 48 ounces of beer in my otherwise empty stomach, having just finished the mile in a steady but unspectacular 11 minutes and 5 seconds, I handed my sound recorder to KUT's senior multimedia producer Jorge Sanhueza Leon and conducted this professional-level radio interview.
Interview me. Jimmy, it was a tough course out there today. How are you feeling?
I did not...
What were some of the setbacks that you suffered in last year's race?
Now I'm feeling it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Did you tip your bartender? I did not. I should. That's a good idea. I gotta go find my pants.
He's going the distance. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.